DOA, they're old.
When I do my shrimp and grits, I don't really follow a recipe. Hey.
Shrimpers, the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources announcing as of 6 a.m. next Wednesday, May 1st, all inside waters will close for commercial and recreational shrimp harvesting.
Honduras' shrimp industry has been suffering since the country broke diplomatic ties with Taiwan last year. Local media reports say 60% of shrimp farms have closed and tens of thousands are out of work.
Over in Sumter County, whether you like it boiled or grilled or anything in between, right now you can find all different kinds of shrimp, and it's a party with a purpose.
Yeah, how about that? The County Museum hosting this for the 22nd year in a row now.
The Save Our Shrimpers Act of 2024 was recently introduced by Congressman Clay Higgins to combat the foreign shrimp takeover in America.
We're blessed with fresh seafood, and the shrimp doesn't get much fresher than when it comes on the Tampa shrimp docks. Fox 13 photojournalist Nick Bilius takes a look at our local shrimping industry.
They sort of come out in like solid chunks, but that's just solid chunks of mechanically separated krill. I mean, some of these pieces seem to be whole pieces, but not whole pieces of shrimp, not whole shrimp. But some toast doesn't usually have the pleasure of getting a bunch of shrimp all over it, right?
Hey, what the hell is this?
It's a bowl of chowder, sir.
Wait a minute, come here. What did you call it? Say it loud enough so everyone can hear. Come on, say it.
Chowder.
Ha ha! Chowder! Chowder! It's chowder! Say it right!
Chowder.
It's a drive.
Enter the shrimp bar.
Your transistor radio. Take it to the head, you see she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red.
Show. That's Jay Seaswood's Calculator Watch. I'm telling you the truth. Coming to you live on tape from Gary's Closet in Manitoba. It's shrimpfarm.crypto. My name's Electric John.
I'm Jason Eastwood.
Jason, welcome back to another exciting episode of shrimpfarm.crypto.
It's wonderful to be back in the closet, telegraphing our radio show out to the folks listening to 95.9 FM.
CKW, right here at Gary's Closet. Yeah, now we're there downtown, and we're sort of northwards.
Well, we are in a part of the city that's undisclosed, but it's known as Gary's Closet to us and our crew, right?
And today on the Beat of the Week, you'll hear the theme from Gary's Closet.
You will. It's going to be a new song that's basically will that be the theme for the sitcom?
No. Theme from Gary's Closet is just for the record, Gary's Closet.
Because okay, we are working on a sitcom. I mean, it's in the writing stages right now.
Sitcom. I thought it was a soap drama. It was a drama.
See, this is why it's taking so long.
It's a drama.
A lot of the writers are on different pages, kind of like the Winnipeg Jets right now.
Oh, don't get me started. We got a Jets 3.0. We're going to be talking to Nikolai Ehlers.
This could be the last time we hear from Nikolai Ehlers, because if he doesn't perform in the next game, we think he's going to be out of town. He'll be playing hockey on the Danish front.
He can take the last train to Clarksville, as far as I'm concerned.
The last train to Copenhagen.
That's it. Get out.
That's another song we could include.
We just call up immigration and we say, this guy, his papers aren't quite in order. Deal with this.
Yeah, he's brought too much Lego to the country. We need to get him out now.
It's not happening.
Did you know Lego comes from Denmark?
I did not know that. Yes. I thought it came from a place in Africa called Legoland.
I thought it came from my basement as a child. That's where it was.
That's where it ended up.
That's right.
Why don't we get to some music right off the stop, off the hoop, off the jump?
The Copenhagen Shuffle. Is that what we're hearing?
Not at all. Not even close. Brand new music from the French duo Justice.
Ooh,
I
think it's pronounced justice.
Well, in French, they say justice.
It's like chacun.
Justice.
It's excellent.
Well, okay. Here's Justice with Thundercat and The End right here on Shrimp Farm dot crypto.
Savona, and Stevie Colja, we can do it, John will help us get through it, hey, we can do it, John will help us get through it, guess what, don't you ever think about the problem, think of all the ways that you can solve them, set a better trend for our children. Children, they go as good if there is no one to beat them. Beat them.
can do it.
When your necessary means, it's an obvious mess. So I am working very hard to protect my interests. And that is why I have no time to worry and fret. Oh, I won't worry about the problem. I'd rather find some solution to solve them. Set a better chance for our children. They cannot learn if there is no one to teach them. We can do it.
Culture. That's Mr. Savannah. And before that, we heard brand new Justice with Thundercat. Jason?
We can do it. That sounds like a great slogan for the year 2008. Remember that? Or was it Hope and Change? Hope and Change. We can do it. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
That was the Obama thing when everyone thought, oh, wow, the world's really going to change for the better here.
Sure is. As the billionaires build their underground bunkers.
Oh, the trillionaires. They're trillionaires now.
Trillionaires. Well, I don't know. We're listening to Shrimp Farm Crypto, of course, the most unique radio program in your area. We are the analog relevance within the digital resonance, coming to you every Saturday night at midnight, every Wednesday night at midnight, here on friendly CKW 95.9 FM with Jason Eastwood and Electric John and all sorts of stuff. Boomer Barry back this week for another one.
Yes, he's going to tell us the generational wisdom. And I think we got some local music now, John. There's a band. They were formed in 2022. Do you remember 2022?
Is that Spanish for crazy?
It's 2 years ago.
Loco? Is that Spanish for...
Loco is.
Yeah.
But 2022 is not, local. Unless you're trying to convert the numbers into a word.
No, you said local music.
Oh, local. Locale.
Oh, okay. From the
area. I should be careful about that. Locale.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't want any of those Mexican cartel folks coming down on us, if you know what
I've
I'm saying.
I've been watching a lot of American television, so.
You have. You've been watching from the Gary's Closet, which is, you know, is there a border to get in here? I believe there is two gates.
Let's not talk about Gary's Closet any more than we absolutely have to. I'll tell you right now. Well, tell me about this local music.
Well, these guys formed a band.
What year?
Five men in this band, and they got together in the year 2022.
Oh, that's just a couple years back.
It seems weird that that's 2 years ago already.
2022 was a very rough year for me.
Well, was that the year after the pandemic, or was that still going on?
No, it was dying out. We got to take our face masks off at work halfway through that winter. But more importantly, I took a real nut kicking in the markets.
Nut Kicking in the Markets is one of my favorite Christmas songs. Now, this band is called Slowmobile, and this is their brand new release that just came out a few days ago, John.
It's pretty rocking from what I've heard.
It's called Red Room, right here.
You're listening to Shrimp Farm.
Dot Crypto.
Dance up and where
Advocate by Personality Crisis, Winnipeg Legends from 1983. Before that, we heard a brand new song from maybe Winnipeg's, they could be legends in 5 years.
Slowmobile.
Slow it down to Slowmobile. Now, Personality Crisis, we just lost another member of that band, John Card, famous drummer from SNFU and many other legendary punk outfits, John.
Yes, well, I still remember the story when Chuck Mulgat played the Ballad of John Card and the Booze Rookie by Jerry Only, yeah, Montreal well, group back in the day.
He was a great guy. I played in Personality Crisis Reunion as the guitar player, and he kept calling me the new Jimmy Green. And he would yell at me when I played over his fills.
Well, good for him. Good for him.
Because, man, if you want to hear some great drumming, listen to the beginning of that song, The Advocate. Go get yourself Creatures for a while. Listen to the whole album by Personality Crisis. The drums are just banging.
It used to be big in Europe. That record back
well,
in the 80s.
Still
back
is.
Back in the 80s, yeah. Yeah, I remember I yelled at you once for playing over a sample that I had.
Yeah, that's what happens sometimes when you're a guitarist. You get into this soloing mode. It's like, I'm going to throw my licks around like silly putty. And no, not silly string, silly string.
And mostly it works. Mostly yeah. It works.
But anyway, John Card was having none of it. No one's playing when I'm doing this fill. And he was absolutely right. And he taught me a valuable lesson that day is everybody finds their place in the music, just like you taught me with that sample thing that I don't remember.
Well, it was a breakdown and my boss is a shape-shifting reptile and everything stops and it just goes reptile.
Yeah,
you and it was supposed to be a dead silence, just have the sample and the band kicks back in, but you're playing and you're so into it and you're still playing when the sample went, even though you were warned at rehearsal by me.
It sounds like to me now thinking back, it's like I probably said, this sample just isn't good enough. We need some wheedly wheedly on top of it.
It has nothing to do with it. You know what it had to do with? You were living a different lifestyle back then.
Weedly, 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 weedly. It's happening again, John.
Oh, no. Yes. He's ruining the program.
Well, you know, we can always get more of those Chuck Berry licks. That's the thing.
You know what? I can't wait any longer. Let's just get into the beat of the week.
Okay.
Everybody's listening to this brand new section. It's beat of the week.
Chillin' in the GC, Garden City greasy, grinding like a GC, colder than a freezy, making bank deposits like a Trixie Hobbit. Here in Gary's closet, slow it down and pause it. Pick us up at Perkins, please nobody panic. Parking lot organic, put us on the guest list. I think I gotta rest first. Feisty feeling festive, pharmacy is active. French kids with the flip phones, turtlenecks in this mode. Slick the scene like Crisco, they think the dream's a disco tech. Protect your turtleneck, keep your chin in check. Get your setup to spec like Shane Aveca Grek. And in 2020, for you must respect the tech, but rush the banjo bowl like Bela Fleck. Heck, who's got the time to even spare? I got the Ric Flair hair and a green-eyed stare. When it comes to squares, I think I've dissed my share. It's not fair. It's just not fair.
There'll be burnouts across the concrete, sirens screaming at the sky. Night will fall on Gary's closet, night will come and God will cry. There'll be peace in Gary's closet, from Mick Phillips to on day passes and the people grow sadder, trying to climb a hierarchy of broken ladders. Letters unwritten by an unused pen, lost in the maple, selling nails and staples. I promise to write eventually, I just don't know when. I don't even have a stamp, this busted condo is damp. Winnipeg Jets can't light the lamp. Things have been better, things could be worse. The closet can be tough, but the closet's not cursed. We make it work, grinding out the four-way stops. Just wild enough to deep the undercover cops. Keep up with the semis, disregard the hemis. Motorhead the Lemmys, leave it alone. Electric John is a master of cadence and tone. Language, diction, keep out the kitchen. Ignore all the fiction about contaminating the mission is superstition. There'll be burnouts across the concrete, sirens screaming at the sky. Night will fall on Gary's closet, night will come and God will cry. There'll be peace in Gary's closet, from Mick Phillips to on the concrete, sirens screaming at the sky. Night will fall on Gary's closet, night will come and God will cry. There'll be peace in Gary's closet, from Mick Phillips to on high. We rise and we rise.
We gotta bop our way back to GC.
We gotta bop our way back.
We gotta bop our way back to GC if it takes all night.
We'll be right back.
Nice by Starcadian.
And before that, the brand new Beat of the Week. That's Gary's theme from Gary's Closet featuring Jason Eastwood and Electric John.
We're shrimpfarm.crypto. We are here to present this radio show to you right now. How is your evening going? We hope fantastic. We can't hear any feedback because we're on the air.
We're on the air live on tape.
Yeah, we might even be a different time. We're in a different space for sure, but we're actually in a different time than people are listening to it right now.
We're in a little reality called live on tape. It's a little reality called live on tape.
It's live on tape, which is, look it up in your quantum physics books. There's a great explanation in the glossary.
So you say you ever do it live? I go live on tape.
Live on tape? I tell everybody about that, about my whole life. What is your band playing? Oh, we're live on tape.
Live on tape.
Yes, get the cassette.
Live on tape. There's nothing worse than dealing with musicians when you can be live on tape.
Get to the cassettes. That's what I always say.
Yes.
Get to the cassettes. Get to the cassettes.
That's a good name for a group. Get to the cassettes.
Get to the cassettes. Get to the cassettes.
Get to the cassettes. Get to the cassettes. Get to the cassettes.
We need a de-esser for this show if we're going to say that a lot. You know what a de-esser is? It takes the S's down in audio recording.
Oh, I thought you meant a dog shitter.
Be careful, man. We're on live on tape.
Live on tape. Yes. Live on the Saturday night after midnight. Say what you like, do what you mean. See how you feel and keep it off. I'm not so clean always, but excuse me.
Yes. Throat clearing.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Halfway through the show, we usually clear our throats.
We don't. We used to. We don't.
Well, don't tune in for it. Put it that way.
We got great segments coming up in the weeks to follow. We have a great segment called Hinterland, Human Archetypes.
I'm looking at the board right now, and I see nothing but great segments. I don't want to start reading any of them. I know wedding season is coming
up.
Anyway, go to F Apparel if you need some shirts done, right?
No, we're not doing that.
We have no sponsors, by the way. We should mention that anything we mention on the show is not a sponsorship.
Except during the Mindful Minute. It's brought to you by GuitarFulness.com.
Yes, and also during the fun drive, we're sponsored by you, the listener, so thank you for that.
Thank you for your attention and your cabbage.
By the way, if you're enjoying this show in any way, please phone CKUW and just leave a message, say, we love the shrimp.
We love the shrimp farm, and you are our plankton. You're our plankton, our shrimp fans.
We need that, because we're starving in our shells over
our
here.
Our krill, we are. But now it's time to come out of our shells with a very exciting sports segment that you know and we know as Jets 3.0.
Those could very well be key cornerstone players of a Jets 3.0.
Jets are on the verge of elimination once again, and there's a Danish player for the Jets. His name is Nikolaj Ehlers. We've had him on the show many times. He's just not performing out there, but luckily we have him, and we're going to get some answers right now. Nikolaj, welcome to the show.
Ehlers!
Yes, he's very good at saying his own name. I don't know. He's been here 7 or 8 years, but English is still his second language. Let's remember that, folks. So, Nikolaj, you haven't been performing well on the ice, according to a lot of the pundits.
I'm getting really distracted because I'm getting excited about this summer. I'm going back to elf camp.
Do you remember that the reason you're here is to play hockey at a high level?
Yeah, I play the hockey in the winter, and then in the summer I go back to elf camp.
Would thinking about elf camp, say, as you're on the ice or on the bench, sometimes it looks like you're staring into space. Is that elf camp that's on your mind instead of the game?
My best friend is from Finland. His name is Sununa Hamana. And me and Sununa Hamana go to elf camp every summer. It's great, man. We fucking dress up as elves and dance around. We got elf parade.
And if Coach Rick Bonus was to get a hold of your parents and, say, eliminate your ability to go to elf camp this summer, would that help your play on the ice at all?
I would never miss elf camp.
Okay, well, we hope that you are back next year, Nikolaj. And if you're not, I don't think any of us are going to be too upset about it. But enjoy elf camp.
Yes!
And that was this week's Jets
turn.
Inigo from Brooklyn, wonderful cosmic artist with her song Jericho.
I really like the way that it does things.
Like that stuff.
Yes, very good. Yeah. And before that, we heard Bunny with Crazy Baby. I think it's Bunny. It's B-N-N-Y.
All this good music is genre bending, isn't it?
Genre bending? I sure like that description.
That was my name when I was a PI, a private investigator.
Genre bending PI.
Yes. Mr. Bending, take the stand. After I testified, it was never again.
Genre, there's a hot dame in your office waiting for you. She looks like a cold-blooded killer. Her husband just died and she wants the insurance cabbage. And
okay, well, I'll get to it right after I finish this game of Dick Tracy on Atari.
Was there one?
Yeah.
They had a Dick Tracy.
Maybe it was Nintendo. There's a Dick Tracy game.
There's no Dick Tracy. There's a Dick Tracy movie. You know you can't find it? Warren Beatty made it.
That was a great film.
Yeah, because you know the reason it was great was because all the Dick Tracy villains, like Piano Face.
And it was done like a cartoon, like a comic book. It was good.
It was various pastels. And you had Al Pacino.
See, this is the thing about the films. We've lost the Blockbuster and all the video rental places. Like, you can't find stuff on streaming.
I can't find Dick Tracy to save my life.
Somebody's got a VHS tape of it out there.
You know who else was in that? That Madonna. She was going around with Warren Beatty.
That was right around the time she made the True Lies movie.
Sound like my dad in 1985. It's that Madonna.
Yeah. You heard about that Carly Simon?
No. Come on. My dad doesn't know who Carly Simon is. What?
Well, he might have in the day. She's So Vain was quite the hit when he was a youngster.
He might have known a lot of things when he was alive.
Yeah, but he knew Carly
Simon. Passed away 6 years ago.
Well, and we think about him every day, don't we?
Rest in peace, Dad.
Yes.
Just take a second here. Okay, you're listening to Shrimp Farm Crypto, and I loved my father very much.
Me too.
And Jason's father, as a matter of fact, he was an industrialist, a titan of industry.
Yes, he's retired now. He's a race car driver now. He's racing all over America this summer again. He's in his late 70s, and he's still doing it. But he was
incredible.
He worked for a company called Pritchard Engineering for 45 years.
He was a titan of industry, an industrialist.
They redid the Golden Boy. That was a big thing they did in the early 90s.
Did they?
Yeah, they did all the plating on it, and it was at the shop, and it had people over.
That's really.
They fixed the Golden Boy.
They
neutered the Golden Boy.
Really?
No, I don't know about that part.
They snipped him.
I think he was pre-snipped. He's behind a leaf, so you don't really know.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was getting a bit rambunctious. He's done after, is it Hephaestus or Mercury?
I thought it was Donnie Lalonde.
Oh, no, that's the boxer.
Yeah, that's who they made the statue after, right?
No.
Sugar Ray Leonard, and they said, we're going to put the
statue
Golden
was
Boy
a gift from France. It was just like the...
I don't know. Was it from France?
Sure, yeah.
So the French were just giving those statues.
Well, did this not happen
century.
With the Lady Liberty, land of the...
Yeah, Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty.
That came from France as well.
And what about...
What statues have France given us lately, though? That's what I want to know.
That's true.
Nothing.
The French have really been slacking on their statue gifts.
I'd like to see a little more statues.
Were they supporting the New World? Was that the idea back then?
That's a good question. I mean, how did they even fit a statue that big in France? It's not that big on a map.
You know what I really like of theirs? That toast they make, the French toast with some syrup.
I used to love the fries until they name changed to Freedom Fries. But
that was only after 9/11.
Are they back to French fries?
I think we're calling them French.
Every restaurant you go to now just says fries.
That's right. They took freedom out, too.
Well,
first they took our Frenchness, then they took our freedom.
Wow. Well, we're going to go to St. Boniface next week and discuss this with the locals.
When I get those French fries in St. Boniface, I'm going to ask for some garlic gravy on top of that.
Try croissants. Oh, who's calling the show now? Is it...
One second, please.
It's not somebody we can put on the air? Tristan, is he on the phone?
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Tristan.
Tristan, you're on the radio.
Oh, I'm on the radio?
This is John's nephew, Tristan. He's, what, 15?
Tristan, how old are you now?
15.
He's also a Nashville Predators fan.
He's a big Predator. You're a big Nashville fan. Why don't you tell us about your Stanley Cup, your playoff experience watching the Predators?
I don't think it's going very well for them.
No, what do you think
like,
the... What do you
that goal against them yesterday, they could have prevented that.
Yeah, they could have. What do you think the other situation is that's going wrong with the team?
I think it should have been that goal there. Should have been goalie interference.
Goalie interference, yeah.
Yeah, when you interfere with the goalie.
The goal, so that's
unfortunately. Tristan, you're a goalie yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
So you're sympathetic to the...
I've been before, like, I got a person-like conduct. You didn't get that, but you go to the experience.
Right. Great.
On. Well, listen, thanks for calling the studio, Tristan. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
thanks. Yeah, it was Tristan on Who's Calling the Studio.
Wonderful to get some feedback from the youngest generation, John.
Yeah, I'll tell you something about the youngest generation. They sure do mumble into their phones.
They're not taught to answer a phone like we were, because they usually text, right? So they're not used
to... Right, they're not really used to speaking, using their jowls, using diction and using cadence with their voice.
Well, they don't have to go to the kitchen while your mom yells, Kristen, telephone! Yeah. You come to the kitchen to use the phone. You have to speak clearly through that.
And maybe she hands you the phone and you're ducking under the cord and you're winding the cord around yourself.
You're trying to get around the corner with the cord so you can actually say to your friend, hey, I'll meet you at the park and we'll smoke a doobie or whatever, right?
I don't know.
What?
You're telling children to do that?
No, but I mean, like, back in the day.
Right.
Like, the 70s wasn't even necessarily us, but the 15-year-old kids were trying... Yeah, the 70s kids were trying to avoid telling their parents that they'd seen marijuana. That's legal now. We can talk about that.
But you have to be 19.
You do, but back in the day, I think you didn't have to be any age because it was all illegal.
That's right. It was renegade.
If it's illegal for a 20-year-old, it's just as legal for a 17-year-old.
Are we going to talk about ethics?
I don't think we should go there, but since we're not really experts in the subject.
You know who might be?
Boomer Barry.
Okay, so here's the thing. They plan to set up a 4G on the moon. What tech billionaire came up with this idea? What's next? Are they going to plan to have a lunar Uber service for astronauts who need a quick ride to the dark side of the moon for a change of scenery? I can just see it being used to stream YouTube cat videos or post TikTok videos of astronauts doing the moonwalk. And what about the logistics? How exactly do they plan of getting the equipment up there? Are they going to just strap it onto a rocket and hope for the best? Think about it. One miscalculation during the lunar landing and boom, there goes your billion-dollar satellite crashing into the Sea of Tranquility. And even if, by some miracle, they manage to successfully launch all the necessary gear into space and land it safely on the moon, then what? Are they going to send a team of engineers up there to set it all up? Good luck finding somebody for that suicide mission. Hey, Bob, you want to spend the next 6 months on a desolate rock in outer space surrounded by nothing but vacuum and loneliness? Oh, and don't forget to bring your spacesuit because there's no air up there. And... let's not forget about the maintenance, because things are going to break down. What are they going to do? Are they going to send a repairman on a rover to your location and say, sorry, sir, we couldn't fix your internet connection today because our technician got sucked into a black hole? No, setting up a 4G on the moon is a terrible idea. Let's leave the moon alone and focus our attention on more important things like figure out why my neighbor insists on using his leaf blower at 7 a.m. on a Sunday. Or why they call it a drive-thru when you have to stop to get your food. Shouldn't it be called a drive-stop and wait for eternity? No, let's use the billions of dollars for this project and focus on solving important issues right here on Earth, such as why am I going bald and why has no one come up with a way to grow hair? Just a thought.
Hey, I have bad glaucoma.
Go to the doctor.
He said you should grow me some pot.
He just gave me these seeds at the Rat Dog Show.
Shake.
I won't tell on you. We're roomies, man. But if you don't grow it, I'm going to tell on you.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it does.
Well, we have vast fields and amber waves of marijuana on the moon.
It's called Moonawana, boy.
Shiz will fluff you up.
I don't need that junk corrupting my mind. I need all my energy for crack cocaine.
Meat what?
That's what I'm into. Hardcore crack. That's why my teeth are so bad.
Well, don't be surprised if I call the cops on your ass.
Fryman, we have hidden 4 grams of cocaine in your room. We didn't do that, but we would. And we will tell the pigs that...
The pigs will never find us.
No. No other way. Third...
Dude, I know how to do it. I'm on
this. Hey, when are we going to fix my guacamole?
Follow me, hippies. Lower the moon ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Moonawana time.
Stand by to revisit the Stone Age.
Light it up. I'm going head first on this bitch.
Yeah.
Respect Mother Earth.
1990's Ragged Glory. Neil Young, Crazy Horse.
Love myself some Crazy Horse. Oh, I wish I was at this show right now. Listen to that crowd. We saw them in 1996 on the Broken Arrow Tour.
Well, we had tickets to the Ragged Glory Tour in Saskatoon. They canceled.
Yes, but we luckily saw them 5 years later.
Yeah, well, on that Ragged Glory Tour, they were touring with Sonic Youth.
That would have been unbelievable, man.
And a band called Driving and Crying.
Why was it canceled? Neil was sick, right?
It was ill. I was thinking, when I heard about it from Chris Jakes, I was thinking about what a friend had said. I was hoping it was a lie. Jason, we're going to go see that tour this summer. Neil Young, Crazy Horse, playing the tracks from Ragged Glory.
And why do we keep effing up? We don't even know.
That's the same thing. Yeah, of course we know. We try and learn from our mistakes. We try and evolve as human beings. We try to not be the guys that we were when we were 20 years old.
Neil Young was singing about Mother Earth over 30 years ago. I guess a lot of people were, but it seems like 60 years. This Mother Earth thing, it's AI is going to help us save the planet.
Artificial Eastwood. No, that's AE.
AE. I'll be on your breakfast menu soon.
Oh, man, it's been a good another week here on the Shrimp Farm. Crypto CKW 95.9 on the FM dial.
This is shrimpfarm.crypto.
My name is Electric John.
I'm Jason Eastwood.
And we will next week. We're not going to see you. You're going to hear us right here on the radio on this show, which is called
Shrimp Farm.crypto. Brought to you by General Mills.
Go Jets, go. One more chance. Come on now.
Pour me some of that Tang, John.
President Clinton can help you find some Tang.
Oh, too soon.
Value independent creative thought. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.